Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The issue around tariffs, of course, has had a massive global impact. As they've pulled it back a little bit, but there's still a serious amount of uncertainty. What does it mean to the world? What does it mean to South Africa specifically? Davie Ruit is the chief economist at The Efficient Group. Davie, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So let's just do a broader sweep before we focus here on South Africa. What does this mean now? Where are we? What is the impact and what is likely to happen globally?
You're referring to the tariffs,
right? Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the real issue here. That there is so much uncertainty. Financial markets, you know, you can give them bad news, but do not give them uncertainty. And that is where we are at the moment. I think where the globe finds itself at the moment, where we are at the moment, is that we are going to give this period a name. We're going to call it something. Maybe we're going to call it the Trump period. But we're going to refer back to this period, because I think the world is not changing in terms of trade or the tariffs then. The world is also changing in terms of political relationships. And we know that the political relationships are being realigned internationally. And there are some other issues also at stake here. The US dollar, for example, has been the world's most important reserve currency. And it will remain so for some time. But that is being undermined. And of course, trade is being, well, disrupted. So I think the world is really changing, and it's changing in a dramatic manner. At the moment, the financial markets are just waiting to see what the next announcement is going to be. Apparently, we're going to wait for 90 days before new announcements are being made. And perhaps with a bit of luck, we could see a little bit stability returning. But I'm afraid the reality is that you cannot go back to yesterday. And as I say, once bitten, twice shy, the financial markets will remain quite jittery, I would say.
And the impact on South Africa, what can we expect?
Well, unfortunately for South Africa, you know, most countries, they have some dry ammunition. We do not have dry ammunition. The South African economy hardly has been growing. My expectations were for economic growth previously for about 1.5%. I think it's pretty clear that South Africa will not get the benefits of AGOA anymore. So you can shave off some 0.2% or so off economic growth. We're probably going to see some sort of levy against or tariff against South Africa and shave off a little bit more in economic growth. Then we have the uncertainty in our own local politics. We've got the uncertainty in the local budget, the VAT on and off kind of arguments. So clearly the South African economy has been under pressure. And now with all this uncertainty and the possibility, some economists are even predicting a global recession with the possibility of at least a slowdown in economic growth internationally. I'm afraid economic growth in South Africa, I think we're going to be lucky if we see 1%. So I'm afraid economic growth in South Africa is going to be under pressure as well. And it's even possible for the economy to dip into a recession as well. But like I've said, that really depends on what's going to happen next. And nobody really knows.
What about Msibisi Jonas being the person to try and rein in the relationship with the United States and hopefully this aspect of it as well?
Yes, I think he was a brilliant choice. I think he did an excellent job previously. He was a deputy minister of finance. He's really a really, really good choice. Unfortunately, and this is the really unfortunate part, Donald Trump is a guy that is, well, can I call him sensitive about being called names, for example? And unfortunately, on social media, something surfaced about what Mr. Jonas said previously. That, yeah. And that is so unfortunate. But apart from that, he was, without a doubt, he was the right choice. I think he's uncorruptible. I think he's a very intelligent guy. He's got business background. He's got political background. He's got everything going for him. Unfortunately, Donald Trump is not a guy that takes easily to somebody calling him names. And unfortunately, that has surfaced.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's a fair comment about Donald Trump, but it's also a big statement about our politicians. You know, what have they reduced themselves to that they can be calling presidents of other countries and especially leaders of the free world, calling them names? You know, this is not a playground. This is not the primary school where you can just call people names and hope that tomorrow they've forgotten about it.
Yeah, I think when he made that comment, nobody really thought that Donald Trump will be reelected as president. I mean, that is really, nobody thought that. But that still is not an excuse to be calling people names. But, you know, the reality is if you listen to political leaders, including Donald Trump, recently politicians have started calling one another all sort of things. So clearly the quality of political leadership internationally, at least in terms of, let's call it, calling one another on a certain, and that really deteriorated, and I think everybody that applies to everybody, not only to Jonas. That certainly applies to Donald Trump as well, and many other political leaders as well.
I really hope that he can get past that if it is the right choice.
I guess, you know, I've got the feeling that the quality of political leadership internationally has deteriorated of late, or maybe it's just me getting older.
I share that sentiment. That is where we do need to leave it. Unfortunately, it is 8:30. Davira, Chief Economist at The Efficient Group, thank you, as always, for chatting to us. We were talking about the response to the tariff war.